Hey, everybody.
Hello, Medford. Wow, here we are.
This is the Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are. Happy Sunday. Here we are again. Beautiful day outside,
there.
Just to talk about the weather
a little bit,
you know.
For those of you playing our home game, which will be sent out in a moment, unless you already have it, early access.
Whoa.
We have hit a couple of those bingo spots already.
We sure have. let me pull up the bingo for the people at home who maybe don't have access to it.
Well, I was just gonna post it. So here, let's do that
perfect.
Right now. Everyone, log in. First of all, obviously you're already tuned into WFO 91.5
right,
FM,
as you know.
But you should also be plugged into our social medias.
well,
my social media.
Yeah.
But also Sarah's sometimes. On
sometimes.
Twitter.
I'm there. I'm lurking, you know.
I'm lurking in a bucket.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. We hit another bingo. So, okay, the ones that we've hit so far, for anyone following along at home, Hello, Medford.
Duh. The weather, and a reference to a TikTok.
Yeah, right. All in like a minute. So, that's pretty cool.
If you get a blackout, you win a secret prize.
Yeah, and music from an Alex G type from Alex
from
G
Alex
himself.
G. Oh, wow. We're so close.
So,
to a...
Wow. Anyway, yeah, could be close to bingo already.
Yeah.
Honestly. Well, okay. Anyway, we continue to be predictable here on Granola Girls.
Well, speaking of bingo, I just wanted to bring up this past weekend we experienced kind of a loss in our community. Tough Senior Bingo.
Oh, my gosh.
We were really looking forward to it. We were going to play our hardest.
We were. We were going to win all the prizes.
Win the helicopter trip.
Like, I could feel it. I had a sense in my bones, like, we were going to win.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, due to the snow, which actually served as the inspiration for this playlist, this episode of Granola Girls, it was canceled. So.
It sure
was. Delayed, actually.
I guess it was rescheduled, technically. I'm devastated still. I don't really know how I'm going to get over this loss.
You can't reschedule the heart.
No, the heart and the soul refuse to be rescheduled.
Yeah.
That's what I always say. So, you know, whoever's going to be at bingo next Friday, watch out.
Yep.
We're coming to win. We're out for blood.
Yeah, we're going to come.
And I'm excited.
We're not coming to play. We're coming to win.
Yeah.
We're not here to make friends. We're here to bingo.
Right. Exactly. Just like America's Next Top Model. It's not America's Next Top... What? Friend?
Next Top Best Friend?
Yeah. You know how it
Speaking
goes.
Speaking of America's Next Top Model, I'm not going to play this on the show, because I'm pretty sure it's explicit, but a new Flo Milli music video.
Whoa.
She's been doing this really fun thing where she, like, recreates iconic, like, reality TV fights and moments.
Whoa.
So she had a music video for her song. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Pretty Black Cute or Pretty Cute Black.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's an acronym.
Let me. Yeah.
But yeah, the music video is the iconic "Be Quiet, Tiffany."
Oh.
Scene.
That, yeah. That is iconic.
In which she plays all the parts, so it's just like very.
That's amazing. I need to watch
amazing.
That. I didn't know.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Flo Milli, please.
Which,
check
if
out.
You're not, then.
Which, if you're not, you're, please.
What are you, like,
please,
what are you doing? Change your mind.
Out.
Yeah, just log off right now.
Maybe should we play some more snow music?
I think we should. Wait, that's a crazy idea. I think let's get into the snow music. I mean, our next song is kind of just right on theme. I feel like I listen to this whenever it snows for the first time, which is kind of different than maybe what the song suggests.
Yeah.
This is Last Snowstorm of the Year by Hippocampus.
It's like a little irony.
A little irony. This song is so, like, not to be like so underrated, da-da-da, but it's like, I feel like you just don't see it when you, like, first look at their songs. it's kind of, like, hidden in there. It's buried.
A hidden gem.
It is.
Wait, did it come out 2017 or 2018?
2016.
2016.
It's an older one.
I remember it was, like, right around the time of their first album
coming
out. And I was like, oh, this is just, like, so sad.
Right. I remember that, too. Like, they randomly released it, and I was like, is this going to be on the album? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And I really like it, and it doesn't fit with the album, really, but I'm glad it exists.
Yeah.
So, that's how I feel about that song.
So,
let's get into it.
Thank you. to die, but the sound of a drum and the words of a child brought a different light. Now no one can tell the winter was nice, but the summer. Summer is hell.
As if I just saw.
loss. This is not the effect of a loss or a vex. This is you. cause new sorrow. Don't think they're wearing me out, they're not. But I'm mostly English. Difficult people slip away. Feeling that way about difficult people. Slip away, you're beautiful, but slip away, you're beautiful. Hearing you through the door, fast, slip away. You're beautiful, but slip away. You're beautiful, but you're gonna slip away like that. Feeling that way about difficult people. Come closer to the phone. Should I? Same time, don't keep me. Should I? Same time, don't keep me. A friend from the 11th. Make up your mind. Make up, you're higher the first time. You're higher too many days since. We've met before, don't be disappointed. We've met before, don't be disappointed. Don't keep me. It's the new past. Holding you is like the new past. What's going? I'm not leaving. We'll work the many ways, many, many ways. Yeah, talking so like that. The many ways. SL, the many ways. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like. Lotus leaves. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like. Lotus leaves. The many ways. The many ways. I see the many ways, the many ways, seek, sure things, eyes like lotus leaves, no, not even like, lotus leaves, eyes like lotus leaves, no, not even like, lotus leaves, the same, make up your mind, the many ways, eyes like lotus leaves, no, not even like. It's quite decided how the boy can figure. Changing it. Two beats and the boy can figure. Everything going that way. I found you. It's quite decided how the boy can figure. Two beats and the boy, the sun, the M. It's okay calling. So two beats and the boy can finally. I thought about you to like the ninth degree. I thought about you to like the ninth degree. Two beats and the beautiful and checkered, the end, beautiful and checkered, E fade, beautiful, close the door, beautiful and checkered, 50, beautiful and checkered, E fade, she came in under, she kept things happening in a silent way, I'm better like this, in a silent way, I'm for your love, I left it, I'm sure, you set the scene, I should, but you set the scene, I can dance, miss that loop, but I can dance, I can do. You set the scene by chance. Is there something? Take the time away from me. S E fade, E fade. Take the time up. Make our own rules. Don't walk away from the people you meet. E fade without any noise. Sorrow. Nothing happened. You and me in the sea. Nothing happened. But you 83. I thought maybe I'm. One night, take it, sorrow, without any noise, 83, sorrow, no, causing you sorrow, no, don't smoke in sorrow, no. Don't Thank you.
That's so beautiful. It just transports me every time.
No, it really, it takes me there.
It takes you there.
There. Wherever there is, I'm there. It's Twin Peaks, Washington. You know? Exactly.
Diane, it's February 24th, 10:30 a.m. Whoa. I'm just entering the crown of Twin Peaks.
Okay. Anyway, that was kind of embarrassing.
So this past week was Twin Peaks Day, everyone. How did you celebrate the death of an innocent teenage girl?
Whoa. That's what I'm wondering. Asking the real questions. That was on February 24th?
Yeah.
What did you do that day?
Respected women.
Yeah, had a moment of silence.
Thought about how I could have fixed her.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. I think you guys would be a great match, honestly. What I did was I finished up my photography project. Spent like 6 hours in the dark room that day, which I think is kind of fitting.
Yeah.
Kind of Twin Peaks energy.
Very Lynchian.
Very Lynchian. Very Betelementian. Right?
Yeah,
you get it.
I picked this song because when it was snowing on Friday morning and I didn't have class, I woke up and I was making breakfast and I put on a record, and the first record that caught my eye that I was like, this would be perfect for this heavily falling snow right now was the Twin Peaks soundtrack. So,
and you were right.
Listen to this. Listen to the. It's mostly instrumental. They do have a couple tracks, the Julie Cruz songs. Mm-hmm. So like Falling incorporates the music from the main theme. And I think it's the last track on the A side, I believe.
But the instrumentals are so good. The love theme, sometimes I just listen to it and I'm like, yeah, like that's exactly how it feels.
Yeah.
To feel that way. Like he captured it. Yeah. Mr. Angelo.
The music of Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Really good.
What an honor to listen to that.
I know.
Watch that show.
Truly.
Well, speaking of things that you should watch.
Whoa.
Or listen to.
Okay.
This is a PSA from WMFO. The storm season emergency preparedness PSA.
Mm-hmm.
It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home.
Yum, yum.
Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines. I think it's supposed to be in long lines.
Some people say online. Wait online.
What is it? In long lines? I'm going to finish reading and we can discuss.
Right, and then we'll go back to that.
Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait in long lines while you
right. Okay.
Safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Whoa. I feel educated from that message. Thank you for that.
Everybody's doing it, so you got to stock up.
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
The snow comes.
Yep.
The big one.
The big one. It's coming. What? I don't know. Maybe someday. Anyway, one thing we wanted to talk about, this is not related, just like related to music, I guess, is the Mitski phone debacle.
We were talking off air about Mitski.
Another bingo. Another bingo square.
For those of you playing along at home, that was another bingo square.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any Mitski that we're playing this week, which is kind of
off-brand.
Off-color, but I feel like it's kind of nice to shake things up.
Right, right.
But
we're taking a break.
In the past couple days, she doesn't really use social media, but there was like a thread, I guess, on Twitter that was specifically like, hey, like, this is me, Mitski, I wrote this.
Sometimes
a lot of stuff is put out by her management.
Yeah, like Mitski leaks on Twitter, I guess, like tweets like, hey, it's me, Mitski.
Yeah.
But, like, actually, her,
yeah, it
you
is
know?
Her. Long story short, it was kind of about, like, her saying, like, oh, I know people at shows, like, you know, using their phones, you know, like, filming it, you know, doing whatever, using their phones, like, throughout the show. Like, I kind of wish that I could, like, connect with people more and, like, that wasn't the case.
Right.
So I just encourage, like, if you're coming to the show, like, trying to live in the moment more.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel... you know, more connected to my fans as an artist, like, when people don't do that. And people were, like, got mad.
Like, it's actually crazy.
I will say it's children.
Yeah, no, it's kids. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many layers to this, like, because the core of what she was saying is, like, we can't connect over the music if you just have your phone out the whole time, which I think is true.
Yeah.
Right? And then, so she's saying that herself. And then everyone in the replies is like, hey, bestie. Hey, queen.
Yeah.
Just so you know. And it's like, okay, first of all,
it's like
so passive aggressive and so...
of social media, like, there is such a deep, like, parasocial relationship, so people feel like they're already, like, experiencing connection.
Yeah.
Even though that's not
even
true
though they're
at
not,
all.
Like, they
because
don't
the
know
only
her.
True connective experience between an artist and their fans is a live concert. It's the
right.
only time you're actually gonna see each other.
Which
ever.
Is interesting. Yeah, like, I think I was seeing some, like, discourse about, like, artists for, like, consumption purposes rather than, like, connective purposes.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is super true.
Yeah. I feel
like now, especially.
In the case of, like, artists like Mitski. Who
right.
kind of become, like, this thing beyond themselves.
Yeah.
And, like, I think she's talked about it before, too, like, in interviews, how she's, like,
mm-hmm.
not, like, super happy or comfortable with this, like, sad girl. Like,
right.
Sad girl, like, existence that she's kind of forced to, like, her music and, like, herself is kind of forced to,
yeah.
like, recreate. Because other people say that it's, like, oh, the ultimate, like, depression music. Or, like, oh, you know I'm depressed because I'm listening to Mitski.
Right.
And she's like, well, I'm, like, I make all kinds of music. And I make music that's happy and sad and, you know,
yeah.
angry. And, like, it's not just one thing.
Like, to reduce her music to, like, sad depression music is, like,
yeah.
so unfair to her, I think. And just, like, to her work. And it's interesting, like, yeah, that her identity is, like, oh my god, for, like, the mentally ill girlies
yeah.
out there to listen to. When that was, like, kind of a theme in the replies to this tweet was, like, bestie, some of us are mentally ill, so we dissociate and we need to record these concerts so we can go back and watch them.
But it's also,
which
like,
is, like,
that's not what? That
what? Like, first
also.
Of all, no. Like, you're just, like, gonna forget the concert. Yeah. Like, that's not the same as dissociating. Also, like, you're telling Mitski about mental illness. Like, she gets it. Like, she
yeah.
knows. Like, it's fine. You don't have to be, like, we're mentally ill, therefore it's our right to, like, consume your music with our phones.
Also, I feel like it's funny when people, like, voice an opinion and people, like, will respond to it as, like, they are requiring you, like,
right.
They're, like, gonna force you at gunpoint to, like, put your phone away. Like, they're not.
Yeah,
she's just
no,
saying,
exactly.
like, this kind of sucks because I feel like I really value this connection, and then when I don't have that, I feel sad.
Right.
Just want to put that
sense.
Out there, and everyone's like, wow, you're gonna force us to break our phones in half? Like,
right.
no one said that.
I saw this tweet, LOL, not to reference Twitter so much, but this tweet that was, like, Mitski fans at the next concert, and it was, like, that... I like this phone holder, like, over the door. It had
yeah.
like all these little pockets for phones, and it was like, okay, that's funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's gonna make everyone sign an NDA.
Right,
you can't
exactly.
film
yeah, you have to put your phone in a bucket at the door, and that's it. So I just think it's interesting. Justice for Mitski.
Yeah, and I feel
yeah.
I'm not saying that she's wrong, but I also think it's kind of interesting to think, like, on the flip side of that. Like, I know people and, like, have gone to shows with, like, smaller bands especially, who are, like, really value, like, people filming, like,
yeah.
basically their whole set,
right?
And they're like, oh, send me the videos,
that's true.
Like, send me, like, this content, so you can kind of, like, establish this, like, presence of, like, this is what it's like to see
right.
us live, because right now, like, we only play really small venues, or we can't play shows live that as much because of COVID
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So kind of the other side of that, how it can be a tool, but you're Mitski and you already have
Whoa.
All this other stuff going on with your crazy child fans.
No, exactly, because I feel like that's another layer of it too, is like this new wave of fans
yeah
that she has gained more recently. Yeah, they're all like 12 years old.
Yeah.
Which is fun. No offense to any 12 year olds out there.
No
but
offense. If you're listening, hey, turn it up, keep
listening.
Hey,
yeah,
listening.
Thank you for tuning
calling
in,
calling you in.
Right, exactly. We want you to be a part of this conversation for sure. But it's just yeah, I mean, it's just interesting the way that, like, now, especially, like, it's being, like, music and, like, musical experiences are framed as, like, this is for you to go and, like, consume.
Yeah.
And have every moment there to, like, look back on.
Yeah.
To, like, film it and then watch it later, rather than having it just be, like, this thing that existed while you were there.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe you won't remember every second of it, and, like, that's okay.
Yeah. I think more and more music, like, the experience of it, the production of it, the owning of it, is just like consuming content less than like appreciating art or
yeah.
like, you know, growing as a person
right.
or like
yeah.
you know, growing to like appreciate an artist's like craft. It's more just like I am consuming these things because the internet says that if you think a certain way or if you
uh-huh.
live your life a certain way according to these like themes, like style, fad parameters,
mm-hmm.
like I have to listen to Mitski
right, exactly.
because I'm a sad quote, right, unquote,
it's like,
sad girl.
I'm this type of person, so I need to listen to this type of music and, like, make it my whole identity.
And, I mean, origins of the identity as music thing goes back to the end of time, but I think in, like, social media terms, probably, yeah. Like, the 2014 Tumblr is, like, the first time that social media slash identity slash music was so, like,
yeah,
connected, like, as one thing. To right. me. I
wonder
definitely
if, like,
I'm wrong, but...
No, I mean, I feel like that was maybe, like, the first example of, like, the height of that. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if that goes back to even, like, the MySpace, like, having, like, a song on your profile. True. As, like, this song is, like, my song.
Yeah.
Like, defining yourself with, like, a song. You know? Like, that feels like the, maybe one of the earlier, like, not quite, like, oh, this whole band is my identity.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that really takes off with, like, fandom culture, which... Yeah, I feel like starts in, like, 2012, 2013, like, I mean,
yeah,
with,
I mean,
like,
fandom,
social media, like, with social media,
it,
yeah,
yeah, like,
yeah.
Definitely, like, 2000s,
right.
Like, probably mid-2000s.
Yeah, like, obviously it goes, like, there are deeper roots
There's
than
deeper
that,
roots. Yeah.
But it is interesting to, like, it does feel like a very, like, contemporary mix of, like, all of those things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, another thing I was thinking about, I saw this Maggie Rogers TikTok where she was like...
Maggie Rogers, if you're listening to this show,
God, please,
please,
please listen to our show, Maggie. She's so close by.
If you want to come in, actually...
Like,
I
let's just hang. Let's do
I
it.
I was talking to our dear friend, listener of the show, Gabe, about how I want, I think, like, the ideal guest for our show. First, like, number one, Taylor Swift. That's a reach.
Right, duh.
Number
but,
two...
Like, maybe someday.
Number two, less of a reach, Michael Cera. I want
yes.
him on the show. I just want to talk to him.
And I just feel like he could be. Like, that's attainable for
but,
us.
But, like, then the most attainable would mm-hmm. be Maggie Rogers.
Right. Because she's, like,
she's
20 minutes down the
yeah,
road. Like, it's fine. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
But you were watching her.
So I was watching TikTok. A TikTok by her. And she was like, no one listens to albums anymore, which makes
it's
me
true.
Kind of sad. Like, we live in such a, like, playlist-driven culture
yeah.
that no one just, like, sits down and listens to, like, an hour's worth of music for,
yeah.
like, this specific theme and story and artist. Which I thought was really like, I've thought about that a lot, specifically with like, the new Big Thief album.
Because
I just haven't found time to, like, sit down and, like, listen to the entire thing.
Yeah.
Which, like, makes me kind of sad. But I think that is a product of, like, because I'm listening to, like, playlists.
Yeah.
Just, like, random songs taken out of context, honestly.
Yeah.
But she was like, next time an album comes out, just sit down and listen to it.
True.
And I was like,
she's
yeah.
Right,
which I love to do that. But I think, yeah, she brings up a good point that, like, it's harder to... do that.
I mean,
sometimes.
You know me and my I did this last year and I've been successful with it this year thus
mm-hmm.
far is my album a day. I listen to a new to me album every
yeah.
day. Or sometimes if I miss a day I listen to like two and you know, I kind of go back.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like that's really not like changed the way I listen to music totally, but I feel like I'm exposed to so much more music because I like
mm-hmm.
sit and listen to an album and you listen
right.
to one song by an artist and you might like it, but you're not like, oh, I want to explore more about this artist, you know,
yeah.
not necessarily. But you listen to an album and you're like, oh, that was a really good album. Like, I've gotten into, like, bands that I've heard of, but, like, never really, you know, liked, you know, the couple of songs
mm-hmm.
that I heard. But I listen to the album and I'm like, oh, wow, that's, like, heavy.
Right.
And I also feel like thinking about playlists and, like, those kind of one-off songs that you hear, it's so, like, algorithm-driven, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So, like, the idea of, like... something that is artificial and like not even human really like choosing what music we hear and like kind of curating
yeah.
this taste is so
it's
sinister
it is
it's
evil
so,
well that's
yeah.
part of what she was saying too she was like songs from her albums that she really likes often don't even end up on playlists
yeah.
because they're not like what the algorithm wants
yeah.
to play which again I feel it goes back to like how artists like intend their music to be like for connection to like sit down for an hour and listen and like really think about this album versus like just consuming this like one-off
yeah.
song like out of the context of the whole project
yeah
so just our musical musings for the day I've just been reflecting on all of that recently and like I don't know just thinking about the way I listen to music
yeah
and
yeah
how that might change over time it might evolve
I mean just this is you know not to push my own agenda as a vinyl collector as an amateur
okay.
as an amateur vinyl collector but I do genuinely believe like you know even the most pretentious like collectors owners of a lot of records will be like physical media is the only thing that's gonna like last the test of time
mm-hmm.
and like I kind of have not been like reading about this but kind of been exposed to more understanding about like which is related but also not, like, video game, like, conservation and how, like, things that are exclusively online or, like, exclusively just, like, code or, like, on some kind of, like, I don't know, like, disc or whatever, like, can, like, age and, like, will just kind of, like, disappear.
Yeah.
So, like, some things, like, some games or, like, some servers, I guess, that, you know, once, you know, hosted these games, like, just don't exist anymore because people can't, like, preserve these things exactly.
Like Club Penguin,
yeah,
for
like
example.
Club, like, Club Penguin. Did that die? Is it gone?
I think they made, like, a rebooted version of it.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
know.
People can do that, but, like, if you don't within a certain period of time, like, that kind of stuff will just die. And so physical cartridges and things like that, I mean, they deteriorate because they're plastic and whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, records...
records are forever.
Are forever.
Ever and ever and ever.
And ever.
It's true. Right. I mean, I'm not really a nerd, so can't really relate to any of that. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. But that's true. That's interesting, because I feel like that, like, I almost see vinyl collection as, like, that's too pretentious. I can't do it. That's not for me. But I see the argument of, like, well, the physical copy of it. Because I feel like I've gotten more into, like, CDs. Like, that, for me, feels like a halfway point. And that just feels a little more, like, accessible than, like, buying a whole, like, record
setup. Yeah, vinyls are definitely, like, an investment, but also they're, like, pretty.
But they're, they're really pretty.
I haven't gotten it yet, but I have, my next purchase will be the Big Thief.
Yeah.
Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You.
Double
LP. But it's on this, like, eco vinyl, and so it's, like, this kind of tortoiseshell,
that's
like,
beautiful.
Brown. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It just makes me happy to, like,
go
to record stores. And I think that's another thing that, like, we have lost in the age of streaming and online, you know, MP3s, blah, 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 is, like, you don't have the experience of going to record stores anymore.
Yeah.
That's not the only place you can get music. So now you go and it's kind of like, oh, there's some people here who I guess enjoy music, but I'm not going to talk to them because I won't be here once, then I'm never going to come back again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, and just I'm just thinking about, like, the time aspect of all of that. Like, it takes time to, like, go to the record store, look through all the records, pick out the one you want, go home, like, set it up and play it and listen to it. Like, that takes a lot more time than just, like, open up Spotify, search for the song you want, and click on it.
Yeah.
And listen to it.
But it's all, I mean, it's time, but that also,
but that
kind of goes into, like, intention.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, exactly.
And, like, if I can only buy one record today, like, I'm gonna make sure that I, like, pick one that I know about, that I enjoy the artist, that I like their music, you know. It's a little bit more like intentional,
right? Like, not time in a bad way, but just, like, when time is such a, like, scarce, like, commodity.
Hey, time is
in
money.
The world of capitalism, time is money. Like, it's it feels harder to access, like, that time to just, like, enjoy anything, really, but music especially, like, in this more, like, drawn out way. So,
well, that was our podcast within a radio show.
Right.
We talked for, like,
surprise. Yeah.
Surprise, you are tuned in, so we are going to hold you hostage while you hear us talk about the state of music today.
It's
because
true.
We are experts.
We are experts.
Do
obviously
not Google anything that we said, because it was all true.
And that's all you need to know. If we say it's true, then it is. And if you don't believe us, then you're wrong. Right? So, to go back to a song that Georgia mentioned, actually, I think up next we'll play Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe You.
Yes.
I Believe in You. Sorry. Yeah. Just that one title really trips me up.
I still mess up the title, still don't know what it means, except for the fact that it is a line from a song on Songs by Adrian Lenker. I think I believe it was Anything. Like, there's just a line that's like, Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You. And I was like, I don't know.
Like,
what that,
so true. No, she's
means,
right.
That means nothing, but.
But it also means everything.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
It does mean everything.
Right. So I also similarly don't really get it, but I like the song. And that's all that counts.
Me too.
So we'll just get into it.
Yeah, let's play it. And probably our last song.
Perhaps. Maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thank you.
Sure was.
We will be definitely playing more songs from that
album. Oh, of course. That album is just like a treasure trove of songs. Like, it's from what I've listened to so far.
It's eclectic. It's very good. It's folk. It's curated.
It's twangy.
It's twang. It's Adrian Linker.
Like, my lyricism.
Best, my personal best friend.
Right. My only parasocial relationship that I believe in is me and Adrian.
Hey, but I believe in you, Dragon New War Mountain.
Whoa. That was a good one. Well, in case you forgot, this is the Granola Girls. The one and only.
The one and only. Except no substitution. This is the Granola Girls.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. And again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope you've enjoyed our snow day picks. Right on
everybody.
If anyone else has ever been told right on after an encounter of a sexual nature, please let me know. I hope I'm not the only one who has experienced that.
And on that note,
anyway, we're gonna wrap it up with Bonita Applebump by A Tribe Called Quest.
Yep.
And then And then we'll be back next Sunday.
Same time, same station. Don't change that dial.
Okay. See you then.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Benita Applebaum.